All right. We've talked about how some studies, the same IV and the same dependent variable can be true experiments or non-experiments. We've talked, mentioned a couple of times that you have to be sure you know which is the IV and which is the DV. So I just want to quickly walk through four designs that really take a look at how operational definition impacts the research design and the idea of substitutability or transferability across different operational definitions. So, we have different kinds of things we call independent variables, those that are manipulated and those that are measured. Having these two types of IVs means you have to pay careful attention to the operationalization. Was it poofed or was it measured? And sometimes have to be specific about which variable is the IV and the DV, especially since psychologists can be very clever about finding ways to manipulate independent variables. The experimental laboratory social psychologists of the 70s and 80s and early 90s manipulated a wide variety of things that you might not have thought were manipulable, but they found cool ways of jacking people around to their delight and use. So we're interested in looking at the relationship between mood and performance. First study. My research hypothesis is that mood influences performance. Mood's my IV, performance is my DV, I'm looking for cause. Upon entering the lab, each subject completed a questionnaire that was used to assign them to either the good mood or the poor mood condition. Each subject then completed a battery of complex concept formation tasks from which a performance score was determined. My intended IV is mood. It is a measured variable, and so it is a non-experiment. My dependent variable is performance. Do I have causal interpretability? Hell no. No, I do not, because I have a non-manipulated independent variable. I do have pretty good shot at ongoing equivalence, right? Measure your IV, immediately do the DV, nothing's going on. Version two. Now I'm looking at whether mood influences performance. Same IV-DV pairing. Upon entering the lab, each subject was approached by a confederate of the researcher who sat next to him or her, and based upon the results of a coin flip, either complimented their dress and appearance or accidentally knocked over their books, spilled a drink, etc. This is a real manipulation that we practiced, and in some studies used a paid actor or actress. Okay? And this sumbitch works. It's amazing the difference you get in mood between the groups if you were to measure it. Each subject then completed a battery of complex concept formation tasks from which a performance score was determined. IV, still mood. DV, still performance. But now we have a true experiment. And so we have causal interpretability. The limit on that causal interpretation is not the causal interpretability. It's what is mood. We have changed the operational definition of mood to the mood they were in from their day when they walked in the door to a mood that we claim to have created in 45 seconds. Before we ran this study, we ran several studies validating the manipulation, and we got almost a 2-standard deviation difference in measured mood using a series of mood batteries with and without being spilled on. The study also was a little expensive because the cleaning bill alone was high. If we spilled something on them that didn't come right off, we cleaned their clothes for them. Notice, mood was operationalized differently. We've traded off a naturalistic definition of mood for causal interpretability. Now, performance influences mood. Let's flip it. Because one of the really fun things to do, especially in cognitive psychology and cognitive social psychology, is to recognize that things happen in sequences and patterns. And this is the IV on this DV, which then takes its turn as the IV back on the same DV at another time. My favorite version of this is exam performance and practice for the next exam. Because you have practice, exam, practice for the next exam, practice. And you find some interesting things when you change what you're calling the cause and the effect. Upon entering the lab, each subject completed a battery of complex concept formation tasks from which it was determined whether the subject did well or poorly. The researcher then told the subject either that they did well or that they did poorly. Then we measure their mood. So the IV is performance, the DV is mood, it's a non-experiment, and no causal interpretability. Upon entering the lab, each subject completed a battery of complex concept formation tasks. The problem with these tasks is they are so weird and so hard that you really have no idea how well you did. It took about 6 weeks to build these to my satisfaction. We would have somebody do it and estimate their performance. And when we had absolutely no correlation, not even a negative correlation, no relationship, these things were just like, I have no idea how I did. Oh, thank you. Because now I can lie to you. Based upon the results of a coin flip, the researcher told the subject either that they did very, very well or they did very, very poorly. That is my performance manipulation. Each subject then completed a questionnaire. We've got the IV is performance, the DV is mood, it is now a true experiment and causally interpretable. But we have shifted from performance to reported performance. And it turns out that you get more or less of an effect depending upon, you can already guess this, they believe what we told them. We tried to make what we told them believable by making it impossible, virtually impossible, to estimate how well they did on the test. But remember what a zero correlation is. Oh my heavens, I've been stolen. Here we go. A zero correlation is this. But there are some people who guessed right. And there are some people who guessed very wrong, and all of those people have variability in the way they respond to being told whether they did well or poorly. You with me? And so it'd be really great to match people on how much they believe shit that a researcher tells them. Okay? We could use a priori matching for that. So make sure you're paying attention to how things are being operationalized.